that faith, not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. You see, even faith has to be given to the dead. Look at 2 Peter 1. 2 Peter 1:1. Simon Peter, a bond servant and apostle of Jesus Christ. Listen to this. Simon Peter, a bond servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have received faith of the same kind as ours. We all have faith because we received it. It is a divine gift. Philippians 1, verse 29. Philippians 1, 29. Very clear. For to you, it has been granted by God, obviously, for Christ's sake, not only to believe in Him, but also to suffer for His sake. So, it has been granted to you by God for the sake of Christ to believe and to suffer. If God didn't grant you the power to believe, you couldn't believe. You're dead. It has to be granted by God. Dead people can't respond. That's why the analogy of death is used. Look at verse 16 of Acts 3. Here you have Peter and John healing this lame man. And verse 16 says, "And on the basis of faith in His name," Acts 3:16, "on the basis of faith in His name, it is the name of Jesus which has strengthened this man whom you see and know, and the faith which comes through Him has given him this perfect health in the presence of you all." The faith to believe in Christ had to come through Christ. Think of it in these words, Philippians 1:6. "I am confident of this very thing, that He who began a good work in you," that's very important. Who began the good work? God. Who initiated it? God. "Will perfect it till the day of Christ Jesus." He began it. He'll fulfill it. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30. It says in verse 29, "No man should boast before God." Why?